Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the H1 FY26 conference call of Thai Casting Limited, hosted by Acme Strategic Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Vaishnavi Vaidhi from Acme Strategic Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, Ms. Vaidhi.
Good afternoon, and thank you. I'm Vaishnavi Vaidhi on behalf of Acme Strategic Advisors. I welcome you all to the H1 FY26 earnings conference call of Thai Casting Limited. Today, we are joined by Mr. Sriramulu Anandan, Managing Director, and Ms. Anandan Shirvani, Director and CFO, Mr. Sadam Durgaprasad, Financial Advisor, and Mr. Jagbandhu, CEO, who will share the insights on the company's performance, key operational highlights, and strategic outlook. Without further delay, now I would like to hand over the call to Ms. Shirvani. Over to you, ma'am.
Yes, thank you, ma'am. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm delighted to welcome all our shareholders, investors, analysts, and participants to Thai Casting Limited's earnings conference call for the first half of FY25-26. I'd like to begin by expressing my sincere gratitude for your continued support, trust, and confidence in our company's journey. The first half of this financial year has been yet another phase of steady progress, operational consistency, and strategic advancement for Thai Casting. Despite the dynamic business environment and evolving demand patterns, our focus on precision manufacturing, operational excellence, and disciplined execution has enabled us to deliver resilient results. On a consolidated basis, our revenue operations stood at 62.25 crore, reflecting growth of 15% year-on-year. EBITDA increased by 12.59% to 16.33 crore, maintaining a strong margin of 26.23%, while our net profit rose by 14.93% to 6.18 crore, with a net margin of 9.92%. These results demonstrate the robustness of our core operations and the efficiency of our cost management processes. At an operational level, our plants have performed continuously, achieving capacity utilization levels of around 75%-80% across both casting and as well as machining divisions. We continue to see healthy demand from our existing customers, supported by steady offtake across the automotive and non-automotive sectors. During the first half, we achieved significant milestones that strengthened our long-term growth visibility. We secured two major domestic orders, one valued 126.53 crore for supply of various automotive and non-automotive for a period of 60 to 80 months, and another order of 12.43 crore for building and construction hardware components, to be executed on the timeline of 36 to 48 months. Together, these contracts enhance our order book value to 522.79 crore, providing a solid revenue visibility for the next 3 to 5 years. These wins also reaffirm our credibility as a trusted precision engineering partner to leading OEM and Tier 1 suppliers across India. I'd also like to highlight an important development during this period. In September 2025, our board of directors approved the allotment of securities on a preferential basis as part of a broader growth and capacity expansion plan. We allotted 1 lakh equity shares, raising about 12.24 crore, issued 15 lakh convertible warrants at 101 each, from which we already received 3.78 crore in the first tranche, and allotted 1,530,963 unsecured 12% CCD, raising about 15.46 crore, each convertible into one equity share within 18 months' span. In total, we raised approximately 31.49 crore through this exercise. This capital infusion gives us the financial flexibility to strengthen our operations, to invest in capacity expansion, enhance automation, upgrade technology, and drive efficiency through backward integration. For me personally, this marks a meaningful step forward in building a stronger foundation for the company's next phase of growth. Thai Casting has always believed that true progress comes from precision, and precision comes from the purpose. From our early beginnings as a die casting unit to becoming a full-fledged engineering solution provider, our journey has been powered by innovation, integrity, and perseverance. Today, our products, whether it is engine, transmission, EV battery, or steering assemblies, form the backbone of industries that power mobility, sustainability, and industrial progress. As we look ahead, our priorities remain very clear: to sustain profitable growth through efficient operations and capacity optimization, to expand our customer base and industry reach. India's manufacturing ecosystem is at inflection point, with rising localization, strong OEM demand, and increasing global trust in Indian engineering. The opportunities before us are immense. At Tiecasting, we are determined to leverage our technical capabilities, customer relationships, and financial discipline to capture these opportunities. Before I conclude, I want to take a moment to thank our employees for their unwavering dedication, our customers for their continued confidence, and our shareholders for their steadfast belief in our vision. Every milestone we achieve is a collective success built on precision, powered by people, and guided by purpose. We remain committed to creating long-term value for all stakeholders, strengthening our foundations, and continuing our journey as a company defined by precision that powers progress. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now we can proceed with the Q&A session.
Certainly, ma'am. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to please use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from the line of Damodar Bariga from DB Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, you're audible, sir. You may proceed.
Sir, first I have a question regarding the GST reduction. Are you seeing improvement in the orders inflow from the automotive industry for the erstwhile work which we have been doing? Hello?
Sir, you're audible.
Could you able to hear my question?
Hello?
Yes.
Come again.
Sir, what I was asking is the reduction in the GST for the automobile industry, has it anyway increased the order inflow for our company? And I think Madam had shared two orders. If you could repeat those two orders again. Thank you.
This is not reflecting to us, sir, because in the recession time also, the same production was running by the OEMs. Maybe they'll be very happy to clear all the inventories. But this, the lines which is running, it will be run continuously, even the recession, or any peak volume is like this additional volumes comes also. So lines, they cannot increase the volume suddenly. 2 minutes per car. Only per month, so whatever the volume, that only they can produce. They are now planning Hyundai in Pune, one more plant. Like this, they have to expand, only the volume can increase. But we are getting volume for the sale.
Okay. Very good.
So this they will put more increase in sales. All the inventory will get very fast or closer. They are planning for a further expansion. Kia also expanding, Hyundai also expanding. In Pune, almost they started the plans, operations.
Okay. Sir, possible to share the two orders that Madam had shared in her introductory speech?
Two orders, sir?
She said that her company has received some two orders, no?
Yes, sir. The one order valued 126 is of a domestic customer. We are catering the steering wheels. And the other one, the 12.43 crore amounting, is for the construction and hardware components, sir. Both are catering to the domestic customers. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So both
are that is Canada-based company. They were manufacturing the contract manufacturing in China. So they are shifting to India. So those business we got awarded.
Okay. Sir, this 126 crores is executable over how many years, sir?
Three years. The hardware industry.
It's 36 to 48 months, sir, approximately.
That is a short term, but the other one is 60 months.
Okay, fair enough. So my second question is this regarding gas nitriding. You had in the last call mentioned that, two are already on the commercial run and the third one was under the validation. So my question is, one, what is the current status? Is there any revenue generated from this gas nitriding facilities in H1 and how much we can expect in H2?
The gas nitriding third one also started running, sir.
Okay.
H1 we did service charge is around 4.5 crores.
Okay.
We are expecting maybe 6.5 to 7 in the second half.
Acha. Sir, you had said the expectation, EBITDA margin expected from this is around 40% or so. Would you be able to achieve that, or would it take some time to achieve that?
Yeah, we are achieving the change.
And you had also stated that you have received another three more furnaces to be installed.
Correct.
So what is the status on that, sir?
Yeah, our customer has purchased another German company in India, that is near to Chennai. So for that they asked to put another three furnaces under construction. So earlier the plan before March. So customer construction is getting away. So on June, July, it will start another three furnaces in line. Manufacturing activity, everything is good. Earlier it is before March. So now our customer construction is getting slightly delayed. So they will be taking from us from June or so. We'll be ready by March.
Okay, fair enough. So now you said H2 is 6.5 to 7 crores from the earlier three furnaces. So that means, can we expect around 14 to 15 crores annual revenue from three furnaces?
No, the 6.5 is including that next three. 1 minute. Annual revenue for three furnaces.
Ah.
1 second. Around 13.
1.3.
Yeah, 1.3. 12.5.
13 crores from three furnaces, right?
Correct.
So from the H2 of next year, that is FY27, when you have all the six furnaces running in full steam, we may expect around 13 crores itself in first half, right? I mean second half, sorry. Second half itself, no?
13 plus another three furnaces.
That's what I'm saying, because that will be commissioned. Let's say you are saying June or July. I'm taking that you will start supplying to them from September onwards.
Yeah.
So for H2 of next financial year, you should be able to generate close to 25 crores from gas nitriding itself, correct?
Correct.
Okay, fine, sir. That is very helpful. So second is about your planetary gear machines. So what is the status, anything, commercialization, are we nearing, what is the status, sir?
So shed is almost completed, sir. The final stage of completion of shed, factory shed.
Okay.
Machine work. So few machine already we received. Another two machine yet to receive. One is under sailing from Europe. All machines from Europe, So
correct.
One is sailing, one more is yet to start end of November. So we target everything in place by February, sir. Installation will complete and everything we are trying to complete by March. April, we should have to send the samples and the approval process, everything.
Okay. So when can we expect the coming
original plan? It's likely 1 or 2 months here and there delay because of the European, this December holidays.
Correct.
A lot of gaps we are facing. So we are targeting on April, sir.
Sir, let us take, you would be able to start, from July only, taking care of that additional 2-3 months for whatever the DA is in getting approvals or getting the machines and done. Correct. So for 9 months, I think we have orders in hand. So once you start running, how much we can expect the revenues in FY27 from this planetary gear machines?
Actually, that volume we can go around 40 crores. Annual volume. Slightly tricky because we want to start from, even as you said, April, May itself we want to start. So slightly any approval delay comes, it will go up to July, August. So only that is the difference. Otherwise,
so taking all that in account, we can expect around 25 crores.
It is not the development part. It is already they are importing. Phase manner only stop import, because otherwise their line will get stopped. they will want the confident level from die casting the shipment parts going to them, and then assembly is everything fitting okay. They will copying them. That we'll come to know by maybe once we supply the initial pilot batch. As you said, maybe 2025 is possible.
Possible. And how much margin you are targeting in this segment, sir?
That is same like nitrogen.
So it would be at the same line.
Yeah.
Okay. Sir, now the capex for both this nitriding as well as this planetary gear machines was already, you know, taken into account earlier, and you had paid advance and all. So for any future capex that you may plan, do we have to again raise the money, or is the one, cash flow is sufficient, and two, you can take some more debt to expand in or getting into any other new segment?
So next year definitely we'll not be going for any capex, sir, because next year entire full year we'll be consolidating the whatever we have invested, so that will be fully completed. But the discussion definitely will start next year, because there is a wind exhibition has happened this month beginning in Chennai. It was really, comparing to all years, this was very good inquiries, and we also parted in vendor exhibition stalls. So they started discussing even that time itself. We can think of next year for a further expansion. So once we discuss, definitely come to know what they are asking, what will be the capex. So definitely that will be postponed to subsequent years.
Okay. But in your core business of aluminium die casting, in spite of receiving these two major orders, you don't foresee any more investment in that?
See, new customers, aggressively we are not going. Existing customer, new business, of course, we cannot say no. That we are keep getting the orders. Just now, existing place where we are having a casting industry, the space is also almost full. So, and if you need a further business at all, we need to create that facility. But again, cost, land, building, we cannot rent that. Because home and the power, everything is a huge cost. So, time being, next year, we are not considering any capex investment much. Any small machining investment, we, of course, then and there require for existing customer, we need to go. But not big enough on the casting side.
So you feel next year the amount to be spent on the capex would be minimal?
Indeed.
The capex to be spent next year, that is FY27, would be minimum.
Investment will be the subsequent year.
Correct. Okay. Sir, I think you had given a target of around 170 crores for FY26. Now we have done for H1 62 crores. So do you still feel that 170 is within our reach, or is there any moderation to that?
So we have already, up to that, we have received an order, sir.
Okay.
Everything in line only. Only one project for Brazil put through our Indian customer that is slightly delayed by 7 months. That is also, I don't think it will affect much on that. We are working to achieve the same.
Okay. So, keeping that in mind, can you do around 150 to 160 crores, sir?
Next year only,
no? No. I'm asking for FY26, sir.
This year.
This year, yes. Because last year we have done 122.
This year we are considering maybe from last year maybe another 20%. Because of this delay, that's supposed to start by this, now. They postponed it to July, next year, July. That is one of the biggest volume for the watch we got an order. This we developed in 2024, beginning itself, completed everything. So for other some assembly parts delay, the project got delayed. This is for a PSA.
So you are saying, so that means the 20% on 122 crores what we have achieved last year, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And maybe FY27 there would be relatively better growth.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Sir, even in the H1, the margins are in a very, very good level, 26%. So going ahead with, both gas nitriding as well as this planetary gear machines contributing higher margins. So we should be slowly, steadily, the margin should move upwards only?
I think it'll be maintained same, slightly higher, not much, because next year onwards, subsequently, my casting volume will be very high then. Revenue on the casting side will be high. So that will take away these major margins.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe every half year.
We want to focus future also more into this type of specialized processes. Restrict the casting business, automotive business. We want to not to say no to our existing customers, not to too aggressive, only specialized products, any criticalities like this we want to consider.
Achha. Okay. Okay. Sir, in your the aluminum casting plant, you have this induction hardening also.
Correct.
The facilities to do the induction hardening, that also gets you very good margins. Last time or so, you were saying it is at a, you know, less than 60% capacity utilization, as one of the customer was, you know, started doing their for their products in their own factory.
Yes.
So that is the reason you said this capacity utilization has come down. So you were to look for some new customers or so, anything you could achieve? You could get any new customer or is the.
We have recently added three customers in.
Okay.
Three new customers in.
Okay.
One is export business. Other two is domestic, the big customers only. So export will take, and they are in R&D stage. They have identified the induction source for them. There are a lot of development for them, forging, machining, everything. So all the induction will be happened from our side. Other two local suppliers, already we submitted sample for two customers.
Okay.
Yeah, because the size of kilowatt machines, very limited machine in India. South, nobody has. So it is only, we have a lot of scope for us to get the new business. We have already started marketing on the induction only.
Achha. So based on whatever your interaction with these new customers, can we expect maybe 70%, you know, in Q4 onwards, that is January onwards?
Two customers, you mean existing volume up to 70% of the. These two customers will give maximum of 20% of the plant utilization, the nitriding, sorry, induction nitriding.
Okay.
Not much volume. They're service gearboxes and service parts only they are giving to us. So another development is happening in this induction arming that will become, but we are doing R&D for that. There's two technicalities anyway, I'll tell you. The gear segment we want to do teeth by teeth. We are already started modification our machine. Once we succeed, there is a different games are in that induction arming. That is already R&D levels are going in in China by German teams. So we have also been through all the videos and everything, how they're happening, the developments. So we also want to participate that development, because German is interested as existing customer. We also start doing that R&D. We already initiated. So maybe another 6 months' time, we'll be come to some stage that we can do samplings. So there is some investment also, is there some modification of machines, two technical item it is. So once that is, that we need to buy another number of machines in induction only, so like that it will be.
Oh, okay.
In person, I can explain this better with the job. When you see the part, you'll understand very better how.
Okay, fair enough. So what you are trying to say is, leave alone increasing the capacity utilization of the current machines, you are saying that the situation may arise where you may have to add one more new machine, correct?
Not one more, two more.
Oh, yes.
Because that process is happening in different method, that is too expensive process and all over it is happening. We are converting into induction to reduce the cost of the manufacturing of the part. It's the main gearbox part only. So drastically, the for the manufacturer will come down, that the R&D is going on. Definitely possible R&D. So we are also want to, because we have a capacity for the machine capacity, only we need to do modifications. already we are designed, almost we completed through German ports. So we want to do ourselves. We don't want to take any other support. We want to do ourselves to complete the developments.
Okay. Sir, since you are, you know, the workload on the aluminum die casting was increasing, I think you had shared that you want to take a person at the senior level to manage day-to-day operations, maybe CEO or somebody. So anything happened in that regard?
No, plant level, to see the shop floor level, we have taken. The CEO has already, from tier one, we have selected. We have sent appointment order also. It is a long process. 5 months time to join. He is joining us on February end or March beginning, sir. But appointment order has been set. He is in OEM.
Okay.
So OEM is working. He wants to shift it to South. So we have aligned almost 3-4 interviews of that vendor. So we have aligned to both together and then he is joining us.
Okay, very nice. So that means to that extent, next financial year you will be free to do all these development and
testing. Already developed the parts. I'll be concentrating only the new products.
Okay, very nice, sir.
We, as you said, now we have very tight schedule only. That will ease out our existing regular production.
Okay. Sir, again in the last call you talked about, you know, getting approval from the defense. Any other new or latest development in that?
We got approved, sir. Earlier, when I told itself, we got approved as a vendor. So recent days we tried the parts also. They were very happy with the samples. Now we're making the purchase order. Shivani, when they have the purchase order?
In a week's time, we are expecting the purchase order for the trial order.
I have put Shivani madam as a dedicated single contact for them to investigate.
Okay. They are very happy. Trial. Acha. Okay, very nice. So this trial order would be of smaller value then. Once they test that and get convinced, then only they will release a bigger order, correct?
Yes,
what
sir,
I did was, without their order, I made a sample and I took them and I showed. They were very happy.
Okay.
Nobody without order does make the samples. So now they are releasing the real trial order. Once we supply, then we will become a regular schedule afterwards.
Any possible, sir, how big this, you know, value could be, let's say, in the next financial year?
We are awaiting the PO, so post the schedule, we'll be able to disclose it to the market.
Total, very, very small volumes each items. Total 23 items so far they have given. So only one item only to give the pilot lot, the purchaser once we receive. So number of quantity per development items, we don't know. Sir. So far they are not given what is the annual volume. We could not predict also. It's new to us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sir, my last question is the depreciation and interest cost for the current year, FY26. So whatever you have shown for H1, can we just take it double and calculate whatever, you know, this one? If that is correct, this one? Like depreciation could be around 9 crores and interest also around 9 crores for the full financial year. Is that is right?
Yeah, correct, sir. Depreciation will increase next. Correct.
Maybe once you capitalize those furnaces and other things, maybe next year that will be more.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much and wish you all the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask questions, you may please press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of P. Sinha, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Very good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. So thanks for the opportunity. I have 3 questions. So my first question is that your order book stands around 500 crore. So can you please break down how much of this relates to your auto versus non-auto and the expected execution timeline for that?
My total revenue 500 crores you are telling, right? Order book is all automotive. Shivan, I am right? Whatever you declare.
Yes, the announced order book entirely is for automotive segment, ma'am. And the execution timeline varies from 36 months, 60 months to 80 months.
Yes, rest this thing, this order book, once we receive, is all agreement based we are working, other things. Once we receive a purchase order of others, that also will be declared, like gear shaping or other.
Oh.
Yes, my CA process only with the purchase order, he will accept the order.
Okay. And what is the visibility for FY26-27 revenue realization from the current order pipeline?
Shivani, did you calculate both of this?
Around 20 to 25% from this H1 we are expecting.
Okay. So, any large exports or new platform orders expected in the next few quarters?
For automotive, we are working existing customers new project. We are expecting maybe a couple of days or maximum of December end. We will be getting some good orders.
Okay. So, my last...
2-3 models are launching, Kia and Hyundai. Those we have awarded. So, yet to receive the confirmation from the customers.
Okay. So, thank you. I'll get back into queue.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one. We have our next question from the line of Bhagwat from Prosperity Wealth Management Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. You mentioned about postponement of an order. What is the size of the order which got postponed and what is the reason for the postponement?
Sir? Shivani? Hello?
Yes, sir. Actually, the postponement of the order for this financial year, that's the question.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Can you,
yes,
hello?
Sir, you may proceed. Yes, you are audible.
Yeah.
Yes. My question was, my question was, you mentioned about the postponement of an order. So I want to know what is the size of the order which got postponed and what was the reason for that actually?
What is the inventory?
What is the reason for which the order got postponed?
There are a lot of parts to be developed. There are other few parts, they are yet to get delayed. Entire assembly is going to export to the manufacturing plant of the car in Brazil. Entire assembly plant is there exporting from here. We don't know exactly which part is getting delayed, whatever it is. It has been twice postponed. So it was postponed earlier for 26 January. Now it is July 26, it is postponed. Now they are every 48 days audits are going on because volumes are huge. All the machines were kept tied. We cannot use it for others because of the quorum violation is very strict in the automotive. So, with this series, there won't be any postponement for this.
Okay. What is the size of the order?
Can you check the order value, Shivani?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Shivani, if you have that Excel in that major volume,
yeah.
You know the customer name, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That Excel, it is there.
The cumulative order value for 60 months is 91 crores.
91 crores is the cumulative and
for the execution of 60 months, the total order value.
Okay, so part of this order got postponed to the next year.
The initiation of this project is getting delayed.
So, no, I completed a development project in 24. 2 years before, because the validation is very huge time it is, because it's like this. 24 we completed, we expected this middle. So it is postponed to January, now it is postponed to June.
Yes. So I wanted to understand this total cumulative is 91 crores. So out of which, certain portion of this would have been expected for this year, which was postponed, right? The part of it.
Yeah. So for the Jan, Feb and March, the 3 months would have been postponed for the next year.
Okay. Okay. Considering this,
starts only from July.
Okay. Okay. So considering this, you mentioned about 20% growth.
Completed in 60 months. Because phased manner will be going first 3 months, 6 months, then we ramp up in the intervals.
Okay. Okay. Understood. Considering this, also you mentioned about growth of 20% in revenue for this year. Seems to be around 150 crores. Are we confident of achieving this 150 crores for this year?
Yeah, this percentage, considering this co-sponsor.
Okay. And how is the outlook for next year, FY27, in terms of revenue, considering our planned capex also?
Whatever declared order is, everything is confirmed orders. Because of this delay, did you calculate it, Shoni? What will be shortfall? Because from July, another 3 months will be a lower volume. That also schedule has been received. Sir, can you send a mail so we'll reply through CS because they get to calculate because recent days these are happening, we're closely working with them.
Okay. This last question from my end. So current borrowing seems at 116 crores. What is the expected fixed borrowings and the rate of interest? The debt portion of borrowing.
The borrowed fund, the rate of interest, huh?
Yes, yes.
7.95, my banking rate of interest. The other bank is 8.2.
8.2. Okay, we are at 116 crores. What is the expected peak borrowing?
Sir?
The expected peak borrowing. Is this a maximum level, 116 crores, or are we expecting the borrowings to be highest going as?
No, sir. For this project, we are closing with this borrowing, sir.
Okay, so we can. This is the maximum borrowings?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one if you wish to ask questions. We have our next question from the line of Mayank Agarwal, an individual investor. Please go ahead. The current participant seems to have dropped from the queue. We will proceed to the next question from the line of P. Sinha, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So staying on the same line on the order book, so why hasn't your order book and the revenue hasn't translated to the H1 performance? Hello. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Come again, madam. I understand.
Yeah. So I was staying on the order book numbers. So why hasn't that your order book hasn't translated into stronger H1 performance? Are there any execution bottlenecks or some customer side delays impacting the conversion rates?
No, just I was explaining the previous call. It is customer side delay.
It is just customer side delay.
Yeah, detailed explanation I just gave this customer.
Okay. Somehow, yeah. I'm sorry for that.
No issue.
Okay. And also, one more question, that your top clients is Hyundai, Kia, Maruti, Suzuki. So how much of your total revenue is concentrated among these few OEMs?
Presently, we are with them around 75 to 80%.
Oh, thank you so much for answering my question.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask questions, you may please press star and one. To ask a question, ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone phones. We have no further questions at this time. I would now like to hand the conference over to Ms. Vaishnavi Vaidhi for closing comments. Over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. I would like to thank the management for providing valuable insights and guidance. And thank you to all the participants for joining the H1 FY26 Earnings Conference Call of Thai Casting Limited. We truly appreciate your time and continued interest in the company.
Thank you.
For any further queries or clarifications, please feel free to reach out to us at info@acmilladvisors.com. On behalf of Thai Casting Limited and Acmil Strategic Advisors, we wish you all a pleasant afternoon and thank you once again. Stay safe. Take care.
Thank you. On behalf of Acmil Strategic Advisors and Thai Casting Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.